بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on the summary related to the sujood as-sahu, the sujood of forgetfulness. And we're going to talk about the third matter, which entails sujood as-sahu. And this is ash-shak, doubt. And doubt means wavering between two matters, such that none of them has a specific mark or indication or distinction over the other. See, a person doubts. Is it this way? Is it the other way? Now, if one of the two matters preponderates over the other, then it is called dhann, then it is called speculative knowledge. And the other, which is not preponderated, is referred to as wahm, delusion. Is this clear now in terms of the definition? Is this clear? Let's take an example. The first person comes and says, Zaid came today. Zaid came today. And the other said, no, he didn't. The second person said, no, he didn't. So if the first person is more trustworthy to you than the second person, then his statement is considered to be preponderating, and it is the speculative aspect we mentioned, al-dhann. The second statement would be delusion. Why? Because the first one is the preponderated one, the most likely. Now, the issue of doubt must not be considered, and there is no significance to it under three situations. First, if the person frequently doubts, if he prays, he doubts. If he makes Hajj, he doubts. If he makes wudu, he doubts. Here, this should not have any significance, because this is an illness. This is an illness known as waswas, whispering. This is an illness. This is whispering. And that's why the ulama said that the statements of the person under this state are not considered, because they come from him sometimes without intention. Second situation, if the doubt is just a delusion, meaning a thought that came on the mind, then the person should not give it attention. This is like self-talk. This is like self-talk. The third situation, if the doubt arises after executing the worship, if the doubt arises after executing the worship, then it is not to be considered unless there is certainty, unless there is yaqeen. Yaqeen is opposite of shak. Shak means doubt, and yaqeen means certainty. Now, like, did I recite the Fatiha? Did I pray three instead of four? In origin, in principle, your salah is complete. Why? Because you are a sane, fitting person, legally responsible, and every action that comes from a fitting, legally sound person is correct, unless you are certain. And you write this word certain with bold letters. Certain. Then in this case, you preponderate. Then in this case, you return to that which is certain. You take by that which is certain. Let's take an example. A man saw another man making three rak'ah instead of four in Salat al-Dhuhr. And he gave him the word. He alerted him. This case he returns. So it becomes now certainty against his doubt, when he doubted that whether it was a three or four. Someone saw him and said, and alerted him and said to him, you did three instead of four. Then in this case he returns to come up with the fourth one. Now, what is the ruling concerning doubt? What is the ruling concerning ash-shak? In case there is doubt, then the person builds up on what is certain, unless he has preponderance. Then he acts in accordance with his preponderance. Example. He doubted. Was it the third or the fourth? Wavered. What is the certain between three and fourth? I'm asking you. In this case, where he cannot preponderate, what is the certain between the three and fourth? Three. Because it is the least. So you make it three. You make it three. This is the yaqeen. This is the certain. However, if he preponderates that it is the fourth one, then he acts accordingly. Then he acts accordingly. In the first case, where there is no preponderance, he builds upon yaqeen. I repeat, he builds upon yaqeen, upon certainty. His certainty in this case is a three. And in this case, he makes the sujood before taslim. In this case, he makes the sujood of forgetfulness before taslim. And in the case of preponderance, that it is the fourth, then he makes the sujood of forgetfulness after taslim. After taslim. So now we know that the places of sujood as-sahu are either before taslim or after taslim. Before taslim, under two situations. Before taslim, under two situations. First, in the case of omission of obligations, النقص في الواجبات, omissions and obligations, like omitting the remembrance in ruku', the remembrance in sujood, not reciting the tashahud, the first tashahud. So, under this situation, you make the sujood of forgetfulness before making the salam, before taslim. Is this clear? Is this clear? This is the first situation. طيب. The second situation, in case of doubt and there is no preponderance. There is doubt and no preponderance. So he builds upon certainty. He builds upon yaqeen. And the yaqeen would be the least. And then makes the sujood before salam. And makes the sujood before salam. Is this also clear? Now I'm not going to move until we see the people here. Yes, mashallah. Now we need to know. Is this clear? Okay, making notes. That's good. But let me know if it is clear. Still, 10-15 people. Yes. So inshallah, give it your attention. Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. What is the wisdom to have the... What is the wisdom to make the sujood before salam in case of omission? What is the wisdom to make the sujood of forgetfulness before the salam in case of omitting an obligation in salam? This is because the person should not leave his salah unless he had compensated the defect which took place in it. Similarly, with respect to doubt, because doubt without preponderance is a defect. So before leaving salah, the person compensates. Now, this is concerning what? The place of making the sujood, the sahu, the first one is before salam. Before salam. The second is after salam, under two situations. After making salam, after taslim, under two situations. First, in case of addition, adding to the salah that which is of the same kind as salah, as we discussed earlier in the first talk. And both talks are already on the site. The discussion on the addition and omission are already posted on the web. So those who missed can refer so that they can have their full notes, inshallah ta'ala, and benefit themselves and benefit their families and friends and Muslims around. They are under the title, go to the link on Salah, under Sujood, Assaw, Sujood of Forgetfulness, Summary, under Summary, first and second, under Summary. Okay? Under the folder of Salah, I know. Tayyib. Let's go back to the situation where after Taslim, in case of addition of the same kind as Salah. So, in case of addition, also in case of doubt with preponderance. Doubt with preponderance. Here, the sujood takes place following the salam, after making taslim. What is the wisdom here? This is so that no two additions can combine in the same salah. Why? Because sujood al-sahu, al-sahu الذي حصل منه زيادة, this forgetfulness which took place is itself an addition. So, therefore, it is the sujood of sahw should be done after salah, so that there can be no two additions in the same salah. Similarly, in the case of doubt with preponderance, because preponderance expels doubt, and thus as if doubt did not exist, so his salah, there is no addition to it and there is no omission, and thus we do that after salam, and thus we do the prostration after salam. This concludes the three causes for the three causes that entail sujood al-sahw. Now we need to talk about sujood al-sahw with respect to the ma'moom. Ma'moom, the one who follows the imam in the salah. Remember the term ma'moom. Now, and this is very important if we remember these basic foundations now. This is the sujood al-sahw with respect to the ma'moom, the one following the imam in prayer. You know now the term ma'moom, what it means now? So that we don't need to explain it every time. The follower. Now, if the ma'moom enters with the imam in the beginning of the salah, then he follows his imam. This is the first case. First case. If the ma'moom enters with his imam in the beginning of salah, then he follows his imam. If his imam prostrates for forgetfulness, he prostrates with him. If his imam does not prostrate for forgetfulness, he also does not do that. So now if someone asks the question, what about if the ma'moom omits some of the wajibat in salah? Right? This could happen, right? He may forget making the remembrance in ruku' or in sujood, right? So, again, his imam carries that for him. Kind of it will be on the shoulder of the imam. So, the ma'moom does not perform the sujood of forgetfulness. So, the ma'moom, in this case, does not perform the sujood of forgetfulness. Clear? This is the first case. Clear? Second situation. The ma'moom who comes late and misses some of the salah. The ma'moom who comes late and misses some of the salah. The name here, the title of this person is Al-Masbuq. Al-Masbuq. You know who is he now? What does this mean? The one who comes late to the salah and misses something from the salah. He is known as Al-Masbuq. Now, if he comes and the imam makes sujood as-sahu before salam, then the ma'moom, this masbuq, makes it with the imam. Whether he caught up with the imam in his forgetfulness or he didn't, this is because of the obligation to follow the imam. Is this clear? Is this clear? Okay, after this lag, is this clear? Is the situation clear now? If the masbuq, if the imam makes sujood al-sahu before salam, then the masbuq makes it with him. Whether he caught up with the cause that led the imam to make the sujood of forgetfulness or not, this is due to the obligation of following the imam. You understand? Is this clear? Abu Musa, Abu Amina, Zafar, Khalid. We have a lag apparently. I don't see the response of text. Now I see it. Sound is fine, but there is a problem with the text. That's why there is a delay. Now, let's take an example. He enters, and the imam praying dhuhr, and the imam is in his third rak'ah. The imam in the third rak'ah in dhuhr. And the masbuq came, the one who came late. The imam already forgot making the first tashahud. The imam already forgot making the first tashahud. And we know omitting the first tashahud is omitting an obligation. And it necessitates that the sujood of forgetfulness is to be done before salam. So in this case, the imam makes sujood al-sahu. The masbuq follows in suit. Now, if when his imam makes taslim, then the masbuq stands up and makes what he missed and does not make sujood al-sahu. Does not make sujood al-sahu. Because, why? Because originally he did not catch up with the missing of this obligation which the imam did. You understand? Explain it again, Sadiqa. Tayyib, inshallah. He enters and the imam praying dhuhr in his third rak'ah. The imam already forgot making first tashahud. So what is upon the imam? He omitted an obligation. This necessitates that he makes sujood of forgetfulness before salam. Is this clear so far? Is this clear so far? Right? You see, now the masbuq came after. He came in the third rak'ah. So he didn't catch up with the missing of the imam of the obligation, right? Right? He came after, right? Because this took place, what? In the second rak'ah. So the imam needs to perform sujood al-sahu before salam, right? So he follows the imam. And then he departs from the imam in order to finish his salah, which he missed part of it, right? Right? After the imam makes taslim, right? Now, in this case, he does not do any more of sujood al-sahu. He finishes his prayer and makes taslim. Is this clear? Now, let us take the situation. If he catches up with the imam when the imam makes his or falls in the forgetfulness. When he catches up with the imam when the imam falls in his forgetfulness. Is this clear? And it is due to omitting an obligation. And it's due to omitting an obligation. Meaning, the Imam now is going to make sujood of forgetfulness before salam. Now he makes it with the Imam. Then he stands up, completes what he missed from the salah, then he makes sujood before salam. Then he makes sujood before salam. Now if he says, well, what about my sujood with the Imam, the first one? The answer is, your sujood with the Imam, the first one, is because you are obligated to follow the Imam on that one. Clear now? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Clear now? You see how this situation differs from the first one? Here he caught up. He was there when the Imam forgot. Fell in the forgetfulness, right? He caught up with him. It's unlike the first situation. Is this clear so far? Is this clear so far? Fine. Repeat the last example. Inshallah. Tayyib. He comes to the salah. He joins the Imam, but he came late, right? He came late. The Imam now makes a forgetfulness. He omits a wajib, an obligation. So, what is incumbent upon the Imam now? What is incumbent upon the Imam is to make sujood al-sahu before salam. Before salam. Clear so far? Clear so far? So now, he follows his Imam. The Imam makes sujood sahu before salam. He follows him on that. Clear? Clear? Is this story finished yet? Is this story finished yet? Is this story finished? No. He needs to stand up now and come up with the make up that the part of the salah which he missed because he came late, right? Good. Now in this case, he makes up, and then before making the salam, he prostrates the sujood al-sahu. He prostrates sujood al-sahu before salam, and then makes salam. Fine. Third situation. The third situation, we discussed it. Why? We said the first sujood he made was because of the obligation to follow the Imam. He's not doing it again. The first one is following the Imam, because the Imam made the sujood before salam, and the ruling that the Imam makes it before salam, you follow it with him. This is a following to the Imam, because he caught up with the Imam in a forgetfulness. Because he caught up with the Imam in a forgetfulness. In the first place, where he did not catch up with the Imam on the forgetfulness. That's exactly where we're saying he did not catch up with him. In the first place, which we discussed earlier, he did not catch up with him. There was nothing upon him. But now he caught up with the Imam during the forgetfulness. And this is a compensation for the missing in Salah, which he joined in. And it acts as a completion for his salah. Yes, we mentioned this. We classified them. SubhanAllah. That's why when I talk to you, and I always remember saying, do you understand? Is that clear? Is this situation? Before we move to the other one, so that it doesn't come up there as a surprise to you. We have two situations. Yes, he must stand up to finish what he missed, of course. We have catching up with the imam, and we don't have this, meaning he does not catch up with the imam. These are the two situations. When he does not catch up with the imam, then in that case what? In this case what? He doesn't come up with any sujood al-sahw, neither before nor after. No, he knows, because the imam now is going to make the sujood before the salam. We mentioned this, because the imam is going to make the sujood before the salam. And this is the indication that he omitted an obligation. When you say, how does he know if he caught up with not the omission? Because this is the indication that the imam made an omission. It's irrelevant which one. It's irrelevant which one. Catch up. Meaning he is there during the occurrence of the forgetfulness. You know what it means? Let me give an example. Let's go to the examples which we gave earlier. Look up there in the screen, you'll find it. He enters there in the third rak'ah. And the imam made sujood al-sahw before salam. Due to omitting the obligation of the first tashahud. So in this case, the imam is going to make sujood al-sahw before salam. Is this clear? Is this clear? طيب. If the imam makes the sujood al-sahw now, then he must make it. He must follow his imam. And in this case, after he makes up what he missed, he does not make sujood al-sahw neither after salam nor before salam. Why? Because what? Because he missed, he did not attend, quote unquote, the missing of the imam, of the obligation which occurred with the imam. Is that clear? He did not catch the omission. He was not there when the mistake was done. He missed that. Take another example. If he enters with the imam in the third rak'ah, and the imam stood up for a fifth rak'ah, the imam stood up for a fifth rak'ah. The imam was alerted, and he returned. In this case, the sujood of sahu with the imam must be before salam or after salam. After. طيب. جيد. In this case, the masbuq does not make sujood with him, does not make taslim, and does not make sujood with him. He makes up what he missed, then he makes salam, then he prostrates for sahu. In this case, he caught up with him. In this case, he caught up with him. Isn't it? Clear now? This is another situation. The next situation. If the Imam makes the sujood after salam. If the Imam makes the sujood after salam. Then in this case, the masbuq does not make the sujood. In either case, whether he was there when the forgetfulness occurred or he wasn't. Because he cannot in this case make the prostration while he still has a rak'ah or two to finish. Is that clear? Fourth situation. If the masbuq forgets something which entails sujood al-sahu, while he is praying after departing from the imam, he's praying alone, completing what he missed, then in this case, it is an obligation upon him to make sujood al-sahu, because his salah in this case is independent, isn't it? As if he was doing it alone. Let's take some cases. If the ma'moom was a masbuq who came late, and the imam stood up for an additional rak'ah, additional, like fourth in a third, or fifth in a fourth, can he take by this rak'ah, can he take by this additional rak'ah of the imam? You understand the situation? Can he follow the imam during this additional rak'ah? This is it. The correct opinion is that he can. And therefore, he makes taslim with his imam from this additional rak'ah, which will be his fourth or his third. Or if it is a two rak'ah, it will be his second. You heard that, yeah, sister. We said this is the correct opinion. So he makes taslim with the imam. Ya Sadiqa, this is with respect to the person who is not masbuq. This is with respect with the person who is not masbuq, your case. We are talking about the masbuq who comes late. We are talking about the masbuq who comes late. And again, examine the word that I said. The correct opinion, as with respect to the ma'moom who is already present, if the imam stands for a fifth in fourth, and the ma'moom knows definitely that it is an additional rak'ah, and the imam was warned and did not return, in this situation, it is binding upon the ma'moom who is certain that this is an increment, rak'ah, to depart from the imam and make taslim even alone. Now, what about the situation if two people alert him? In the situation we mentioned earlier, you are praying behind the imam. You are certain that he increased a rak'ah, and you give him the alert and he does not return, in this case you can depart from him. What about if he is warned by two? Should the ma'mums follow or leave him? Now, here it depends. The ma'mums, the followers, other than those who alerted him, if it depends whether they are certain of his correctness, the imam meaning, or not. If they are certain in his action, they follow him. Otherwise, they return and take by the alert of the two who alerted him and depart from the imam. What is the ruling of the salah of the imam himself, who was alerted by two? If the imam was alerted by two, and these are reliable, if he is certain that he is correct within himself, then his salah is valid. And if he is uncertain, his salah is invalid, because in this case he should have returned to their alert, but he didn't. Unless he is ignorant or he forgot, then in this case his salah is correct and there is sujood as-sahw upon him. If the imam stands to a fifth in a fourth, or a fourth in a third, or a third in a two, additional rak'ah, and the ma'moom was certain, a follower was certain of his increment, and he was alerted by this ma'moom, and he did not return. In this case, this ma'moom, who is certain of the imam making the increment, must depart from the imam and makes taslim alone. Is this clear? Now, in case he was alerted by two who are reliable, trustworthy, should they follow him or go single? Should they follow him or go single? You understand the case now? The second case. Should they follow him or go single? You understand? Go individual. Right. This depends. If they are certain, it is as in the first case. If they are certain, then it is as the first case. Is that clear? Fine. What about the other ma'mooms? We're going to make it ma'mooms, right? You know what's ma'mooms, the other followers. Okay? What about the other ma'moomin? The others, meaning other than those who alerted him, either they are certain of his correctness or they are not. Clear, Ya Umjwairiya? Clear? Now, if they are certain, then they must follow him. If they are certain, then they must follow him. Otherwise, if not, then they take by what? By the action of those who alerted him and who departed, and they follow in their suit. They depart. Is this clear? Now comes the question. What is the ruling concerning the salah of the imam who was alerted by two reliable, trustworthy ma'mums? What about his salah? What about his salah? If he is certain concerning himself, then his salah is valid. And if he is uncertain, then his salah is invalid. Unless there is a condition. Unless he is jahil, ignorant, or he forgot, in this case his salah is valid, but he should come up with sujood as-sahu. Yeah, if he was ignorant and he forgot, his salah is not invalid, but he needs to compensate for this addition by making sujood as-sahu. Yes, valid if ignorant. Yes, yes. Now there remains another issue here. Wait. Wait, there remains another issue. We have no problem that if he is certain, then it is not permissible for him to return to their warning. What about if he was preponderating that he was correct? And he was not certain. Then in this case, he must return to their warning. Then he must return to their warning. And in addition to the question that was raised earlier, it is not a condition to have more than one to alert. One is sufficient if he is reliable. Yes, because we have forgetfulness. Because here in this case, he is opposing certainty with preponderation. Because he is opposing certainty with preponderation. And this is weak. Weak opposition. Forgetfulness and jahil and ignorance we are not counted for. Oh, it is possible to forget even if alerted. He can forget even if alerted. Very possible. Forgetfulness has no restriction on its form of occurrence. It is very possible to take place even under these situations. If he is alert and was warned and was not certain of his correctness, then he must return. Otherwise his salah is invalid. But here, you enter the salah alert, and you can forget 10 times. Why is there this compensation, therefore, for these forgetting situations in salah? We can enter alert, and then we can forget. Not necessarily at the time of the movement. Not necessarily. Why would he forget? Subhanallah. Why would one forget? Don't try to invent the impossible. Why would one forget? Even if alerted? Subhanallah. Why would he forget, even if alerted?
Why would he be ignorant even if alerted?
Sometimes it happens. A lot of times it does.
In a single salah, you may forget that you made the forgetfulness even. The sujood of forgetfulness. And he doesn't think that even he committed, even so, he doesn't think that he committed anything. He doesn't think that he committed anything wrong. He just forgot. No, it doesn't go that he believes he is right. No, not at that, not at all. Forgetfulness is different from preponderance. Preponderance, there is something there which makes you think you are okay. But this cannot stand to oppose. In this case, here you are there. You are somehow alert. There you forgot totally. You see the difference here, sister? The only way you're going to really see this happening is try to be an imam yourself. And so you will see how this occurs. We pray behind imams and this takes place real and for sure. And when they are reminded afterwards, they will tell you, I forgot. One. Then you do one, Ya Zafar. One for multiple.
That's okay, alhamdulillah.
But think about it, we have now four cases. He is certain, okay? He is certain, then his salah is valid. If he is uncertain, his salah is invalid. If he is in a state of preponderance and neglected the reliable, trustworthy warning, then this is invalid. The exceptions is, if he is ignorant or he forgot, then his salah is valid but requires sujood as-sahw. Are these clear now? Are these clear now? This summary. Tayyib, let me tell you, Ya Diamond Lady, something which will make it clear for you. I hope so. You are a ma'moon behind imam. And the imam stood for an additional rak'ah. If you follow him due to ignorance or forgetfulness, there is nothing upon you. The opposite. There is nothing upon you. Now, does this make sense now? Think it over. Clear. Om Nuruddin, mashallah, clear. For clarity. Repeat once again. The opposite. You're praying behind an imam, right? Right? Okay. You're praying behind an imam. And the imam stood for an additional rak'ah. And you followed him due to ignorance or forgetfulness. There is nothing upon you. Nothing upon you. Fine. Make the opposite. Make it the opposite. Coming and warning him. He's ignorant and he forgot. It's the issue of ignorance and forgetfulness. It is the issue of ignorance and forgetfulness. Which counts now. You, in case you are following him, and you know the ruling, and you follow him while knowing that it is forbidden, your salah is invalid because you deliberately followed him. And I can tell you this, inshallah ta'ala, for sure. Most of the common Muslims stand up with him on the fifth rak'ah due to ignorance. Why? Because they think he is the imam to be followed. Even in an additional rak'ah, out of ignorance, their salah is valid. And I want to add to you another bit of information. You know, with respect to the Imam, many of those who alert him are built upon speculative. They may have a problem. They may not be certain. And that's why we said if he is certain, he doesn't return to their saying. And that's why we said earlier, it could be some of them. You see, we said again, if he is certain of himself, then he should not give any consideration to what they said. Now, with respect to them, ya Diamond, the opposite is, could be true, meaning if they are certain that the Imam stood up for a fifth rak'ah, they leave him. They depart. Is this clear now for everyone? Inshallah. Question. If the Imam makes taslim while he still did not complete a rak'ah, he missed a rak'ah and he made taslim, then the masbuq stood up to make the part of the salah which he did not attend. Here the Imam was alerted. He was alerted. He remembered that he missed a rak'ah. So he stood up to bring the rak'ah, to make the rak'ah. What about the masbuq? What should he do now? The masbuq stood up to finish what he already has to finish. Clear? The picture is clear now? The situation, is it clear now? The case, is it clear? Clear? The Imam missed a rak'ah and made taslim. The masbuq now stood up because he needs to complete his salah. Here, someone alerted the Imam. Someone alerted the Imam that you missed a rak'ah. So the Imam stood up to make the rak'ah which he missed. The masbuq already what? Already stood up, because the masbuq needs to what? To complete what he missed. So, what should the masbuq do under this situation? The answer is, the masbuq must return. He must return, even if he stood up, and must complete the salah, this rak'ah with the Imam. Then, after the Imam makes the taslim, he stands up to make what is left from his salah. And we said that he must return, because now it is evident that the Imam did not complete his salah. Is it clear? Because now it is evident to him that the Imam did not complete his salah. Clear? Clear? This is a very important case. No? طيب. You are praying behind an Imam. You came late. Okay? It's okay. Please, let's go with the diamond lady. You came, right? And the Imam, you came late and the Imam made taslim. But he forgot one rak'ah. Clear so far? Clear so far, ya Diamond? He forgot one rak'ah. You stood up because you came late. There is salah that you need to complete. You missed something from the salah, right? So that you leave the situation now. Now, when you stood up, completely you stood up, yeah. Someone alerted the Imam and told him you missed a rak'ah. So what should the Imam do? The Imam now must come up with the rak'ah he missed, right? This is obvious, right? Now, what about the masbuq? The masbuq now should follow the Imam. he should follow the imam. Then after the imam makes the taslim, right, he stands up, in this case you stand up, and you make what is left from your salah. Clear? Question. If the person forgets more than once in the same salah, you forgot Subhana Rabbi al-Azim in ruku', you left the first tashahud, and you forgot Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in sujood, how many times you make sujood al-sahu? Only once. You make two sajda. Only once. Let's go back. Yes, at the you do this at if it is no this before sujood al-sahu, before taslim. Take this situation. Here, Abu Musa. Abu Musa lifts up from ruku'. Instead of saying "Sami'a Allahu liman hamida," he said "Allahu Akbar." And this happens a lot, right? Right? Upon rising, upon lifting from ruku', the person says "Sami'a Allahu liman hamida." Right? Allah hears the one who, or listens to the one who praises him. Right? Instead he said "Allahu Akbar." What did he leave in this case? He left a wajib, right? He left a wajib. He omitted a wajib due to forgetfulness. You understand? So he makes sujood al-sahu before salam. He makes sujood al-sahu before salam. Is this clear? Clear? Tayyib. Now, what about if Abu Musa says upon standing up from ruku', he says "Allahu Akbar," then he says "Sami'a Allahu liman hamida." He says first "Allahu Akbar," then he says "Sami'a Allahu liman hamida." What about this now? Anybody remembers what type of addition is this? This is an addition. Of which type? Hold on. He said "Allahu Akbar." Inappropriate place. Exactly. Permissible but inappropriate. MashaAllah Muslim 871. Improper saying. Improper place. So, is the sujood of forgetfulness here a sunnah or a wajib? It is a sunnah. It is a sunnah. MashaAllah. So, I will repeat now and summarize the matters which we discussed earlier, the most important. With respect to the masbuq, no, it is recommended. It is recommended, but not an obligation, ya Diamond. It is recommended, but not an obligation. Clear? It is mustahab. Recommended. Fine. Masbuq. You know what is masbuq? We know now what is the term masbuq. Saying "Sami'a Allahu liman hamida." No, this is wajib. One who comes late, mashallah. Yes, alhamdulillah. Now listen carefully. Open your hearts. If the sahw of the imam was attended by the masbuq. If the sahu, the forgetfulness of the imam, was attended by the masbuq, he was there in the salah, then in this case, he must make sujood al-sahu after salam. This is the nutshell. Then he must make sujood al-sahu after the salam. Second, if the sahu of the imam was in the part before the entrance of the masbuq, then it is not obligatory upon him to make sujood. Then it is not obligatory to make sujood upon the masbuq. Tayyib, let us take an example. On the first situation, the imam made ruku' twice in the second rak'ah, and you came late and you attended that. What do you mean? Follow up now. Follow up on the example. Okay? You came late and you attended the following case. The imam forgot and bowed twice in the second rak'ah. Clear? Clear? You were there, Abu Musa. Oh, okay. Okay, is the situation clear now? You came to the salah and you saw that the imam now, you attended a forgetfulness where the imam bowed twice in the second rak'ah. Okay, we have a lag in the text. No problem. In this case, it is binding upon you to make sujood after you complete your salah. Why? We answered this earlier. Because in this case, your salah is linked to his salah. Your salah is linked to his salah. And you attended the imam in his forgetfulness. So, your salah now is linked to his. Whatever defect occurred is also occurring to you. Let's take now the second situation. You came in and the imam made the mistake in the first rak'ah while you entered in the second rak'ah. Then it's not binding upon you to make the sujood with the imam, because his sujood will be after salam. And you didn't attend the imam in the rak'ah where he made the mistake. And therefore, you linked in a part where your salah, there is no sahw in it. And therefore, it is not binding upon you to make the sujood. Another case. If you make taslim before completing your salah due to forgetfulness, if you remember after a long time, the separation of time is long, then in this case you make up the complete salah. But if you remember within a short period, like 5 minutes, then you complete your salah, make taslim, and then make sujood al-sahu after the salam. Now, case. No, the entire salah, if the separation time is long, the entire salah. Oh, when you mean? No, if your wudu is broke, then you make the salah from the start. Because in this case, you cannot build it on what preceded. You cannot build it on what preceded in this case, after nullification of wudu. You are praying Isha, and you prayed it free. Then you started speaking. Or you started walking. Should you repeat the salah, or build up on what preceded and make sujood al-sahu? Is this clear? Is this clear? In this case, it is not a must, or rather, there is no making of the salah from start. The obligation is to complete it. Of course, he in this case they forgot. You don't understand that part. The obligation is to complete it. Why? Because when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed Asr and he made taslim after the third rak'ah, then he went inside his home. Then a man stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, and he reminded him of what took place. Then he came out running, rushing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, did this person speak the truth as to what occurred? They said, yes. So he spoke. So he made the salah, completed the salah, and made sujood of forgetfulness. However, this is conditional, that the timing is short. The timing is short, the separation. However, if the separation extends for a long time, or his wudu is nullified, as in your question, then he must do the salah entirely from the start. Case. If a traveler completes the salah due to forgetfulness, is his salah valid? And what's upon him? If a traveler completes the salah due to forgetfulness, is his salah valid or not? His salah is valid. However, he must make sujood al-sahu. Why? Because he added to the salah an addition due to forgetfulness. Because what is legal with respect to the traveler is to limit the salah to 2 rak'ah in travel. Why? Because he's a traveler. Traveler. He prays 2 rak'ah. And now he prayed due to forgetfulness, he added extra. So he makes sujood al-sahu. He made 3 instead of 2. You are on a journey, on travel. You make the salat, you shorten the salat to 2. He forgot to shorten it. But if he prays behind an imam who makes 4, he follows the imam and there is nothing upon him. Now, here, case, you are making salah, and at the time of taslim, you got sleepy, and so you were not sure whether you made this salam or not. In this case, you make the salam and then sujood al-sahu. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.